giving feedback. Depending on the outcomes of the evaluation methods used, timely feedback and improved education are two of the most effective responses to any gaps or errors that may have been discovered. The IP should be prepared to provide education to any new staff member as well as annual refresher courses on key IPC measures and processes. When clear errors are being committed by staff, the IP should intervene with feedback to rectify any gaps in knowledge or technique. The results of evaluation should inform all education and training offered in the future. Key point: the CDC defines feedback as a summary of audit findings that is used to target performance improvement. Feedback should be specific, timely, and given in a manner that is non-threatening. There are two types of feedback: immediate and planned. Immediate feedback, often called just-in-time feedback, is given at the time of occurrence and can be from anyone, including observers, managers, supervisors, or peers. Immediate verbal feedback, while valuable, does not replace targeted performance improvement activities. Planned feedback is given at predetermined intervals through a type of measurement system and is usually the responsibility of a designated department or assigned role,